Yeah, you know what it is. Hot97.com and FlexWeTrust.com. Now, I tracked down my man. My man changed his number and everything. I had to hit him up on Twitter. Game, what's the deal, my brother?
Man, what's going on, Flex?
How you been, man? Well, I mean, I know what's been going on. First of all, I know you were detained in Canada for, and I want to know why, because at first you said it might be, you were tweeting, first you were saying it might be like 14 days, but then what did it end up being, like 2 days?
Yeah, it ended up being 2 days, man, because my people, you know, I had like, everybody was on it, man, so from my girl to just everybody, man, was on it, so we finally had to get a signature from the Secretary of State, you know what I'm saying, saying that all of my crimes that I committed in the past was, like, you know, that I was done with them. I served my time. I was off probation, like, no parole, like, everything was dead. But, so they ended up having to let me go. But it's just crazy, man, when I was reading on, like, because they let me see the paperwork on why they was holding me. And it said, like, this, you know, this person is in Canada to he's kingpin of a gang known as the Bloods, and he came to rally up Bloods.
Oh my God!
To bring new Bloods to the concert so they can have like a and they just made it seem like it was what do you call a cult, man. I'm trying to bring people in the name of my music to come and just like pray to the Blood gods or something, dog. Like, it was crazy.
Now, so you show your passport, right? And everything. Did they take you in the back room?
Yo, they was waiting on me. I didn't show no passport. They was waiting on me as soon as I got off the plane. So somebody knew something about something that ain't nobody informed me or tell me that it wasn't cool, because they already knew I was coming. They was waiting for me. And I, you know, what I came to find out is they was waiting on me like, this dude really trying this. But my team, nobody ain't tell me that, I had been denied. Like, they said we could have took care of it in Los Angeles at the Canadian consulate, but my team wasn't on point, and I was misinformed, so I got sent on a dummy mission.
You crazy. Yo, the fact that you were tweeting my brother was so bananas to me.
Oh yeah, because I had to try to hide the phone. You know what I'm saying? I was hiding the phone. They had already searched me and took my wallet, my passport. But I had on some cargo shorts, so you know them joints got like mad pockets. So I had the phone in the low pocket in the cut, so they didn't get me till later on. So I was tweeting up until I really had to get, you know, all the way just patted down.
Now, as soon as you were out, you were able to link with Lil Wayne. I mean, did you just go to the concert or?
Nah, they let me out, and then everybody was showing love, from Tune, Birdman, to Busta, to Snoop, to all my homies, you know, everybody, Nelly, like everybody showing love on Twitter and checking on me. So once I was able to turn my phone on, messages came through, and then I knew that Tune then was in Los Angeles, and Travis Barker had asked me to come to check out the show since they was home. So I got on a plane from Halifax and flew into Philly and ran into a bunch of kids with beards, as I should have. You know, they kept it real 100. It was just, you know, it's crazy when you go through Philly, man. It's like, dude, it's like New York, Philly, ATL, Los Angeles, Miami. You know, it's all those different cultures. So it's always funny to see, be reminded how them cats rock. So we went through Philly. Couple hours layover, got bombarded in the airport, took a million camera phone flicks, then got on that long flight, 5-hour flight to Los Angeles. And as soon as I started seeing them buildings, man, I was like, man, I'll get in a shop, man. So we finally landed, and I got home, and then I reached out to Weezy and told him I had some peeps that wanted to come to the show. And I was just glad to be home, to see my kids and whatnot. And he was like, you know, why don't we come out? And why don't I come out and rock? So he was like, the band don't know Red Nation, but they know my life. So I came to the show, and that was the first time I've been seen for the, you know, since a week.
Let it happen, right, my brother? Well, you know, I want to say welcome back. And definitely, because, you know, Canada is always scary when you think of being held. I mean, you know, they have this vision, you just think of Canada just doing whatever they want. So, you know, it's never, everybody was wondering, oh, my guy's going to be all right, man.
Right.